Significant changes may be ahead, positively affecting Missouri workers and businesses. I'm John Maynor, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. In his State of the State address delivered Wednesday, January 16th, Governor Parson announced he will be making several changes to the Department of Economic Development through executive order and will be seeking changes in the programs surrounding workforce development through legislation. In addition, his proposed budget will pursue increased funding in fiscal year 2020 to help these efforts. The governor remains committed to his previously announced top two priorities, workforce development and infrastructure. So how can Missouri businesses benefit? Politics aside, if the governor is successful in achieving his multi-step approach to bettering our workforce, Missouri businesses should see improvements in skill levels, availability, and production of the state workforce. In addition, those delivering the services will be encouraged to break down the protective silos surrounding their delivery systems and work together to achieve best practice workforce training. In the coming weeks, we'll hear a lot more about the Department of Economic Development's Regional Engagement Division, designed to bring better service to a wide spectrum of customers. And we'll learn about MoExcels, Fast Track, Missouri One Start, and the Office of Apprenticeship. Each of these efforts will have a specific purpose designed to better the workforce delivery system and, therefore, the workforce. We will be monitoring these efforts and plugging in where we can to help our area address our workforce needs. I'm John Maynor. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.